All right, before we go, as we go, this Sunday at the game, the Cincinnati Bengals and the Free Store Food Bank will once again team up for the annual Meyer Canned Food Drive. And canned food and monetary donations will be collected at the stadium at each gate, asking our fans to contribute to that. The gates will open at 11:30, and the non-perishable food items and cash donations will be accepted. And again, the reminder that every little bit helps. So that's from the Free Store Food Bank and here the Bengals. I think last year we were able to provide meals and food for over 23,000 families. So that's a great day. So again, that's this Sunday versus the Raiders. Well, last win's over. You gotta move forward, Jeff. No reason to look behind you.
How have the guys responded to the 24-hour with the coach?
It's over. Move forward.
Seemed to respond pretty good to that very rule after the Giants game. Put that away, move on, and do it again to the Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, it's where, you know, kind of where we are in the season and so forth. It's a time of year where everything is done quicker, more efficiently, and so forth, and that's where you want to be. So I think that kind of just it plays well with the situation we're in and where we are in the relationship, each and every game and each one of these games and how the importance of each game, each one of these games is to us and the outcome of our season. So I think they play well together.
Is it almost now each game's like – individual test, it's like mini seasons every single week?
Well, it's what we, said this since the, since the bye week, that it would be treated, it needed to be treated that way.
Mm-hmm. You talked yesterday about just worrying about us and just focus on all we can do. When does it get to the point of season where you have to pay attention to the other teams ahead of you in the standings and what's going on with them?
I can't control the other team, so it doesn't ever pay attention.
Does it interest you at all?
Not really. It's not really anything I can do about it, so I'd be wasting my efforts. We get to control what we can control, and we get to, play teams in our division. That's all we can ask for.
Do you feel like the bar was raised pretty high against the Giants? Do you feel like it was close to net against the Chiefs?
Well, each game's an individual game, and, again, we went and the guys, we played well in a lot of areas, did a lot of good things yesterday, and we have to, and won that football game, and that's what counts, and now we have to, gear back up and prepare again to beat the Raiders this week.
Marvin, you said last week that Kyle was on that path of rehabbing and starting to work back out again, and caught him out of workout, and obviously he's antsy and ready to go. What are you weighing to this point? Is it a roster weighing situation, a health weighing situation, or all
strictly based on the doctors and their time frame for Kyle, what's best for him and his long-term health?
And that window looks like
whatever the doctor says, good for Kyle and his long-term health. Then it will be returning him to practice, and then we'll go from there.
Coach, I guess Andrew got hurt Friday. Is he in a serious situation, or is it a week-to-week thing?
Well, it's probably a day-to-day thing.
The fact that they decided to play cover two for an extended time frame, you guys really gashed them. That running game, had to be encouraging?
Again, I'm not going to comment on what other people do and so forth. We won the football game yesterday, and that's good, and move forward. And I'm not going to analyze or break down what they did against us one way or another. I don't know where we gather our information, because the tape I watched, I didn't see as much as what you're speaking of. So, we did some good things yesterday. We have to keep doing them. And, that's the good part. I thought, we got off to a good start. We have to continue with it. We have to not have negative plays. We did a good job possessing the ball. Again, we went through the football game without a turnover, and that's important. So we just have to, you know, you keep doing those same things over and over again.
It seemed like on a couple of those special teams plays that Kansas City got penalized. Did Dre force the guy out of bounds? Or
no, if Dre was touching him, then it wouldn't be a foul.
But even if he wasn't touching him and the guy tried to run out of bounds?
If he runs out of bounds without being touched, it's a foul.
That's happened multiple times in the last 2 weeks. Your guys are doing a pretty good job in the opposition gunners, aren't they?
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, those are big plays. You know, we had three big plays that way yesterday. You know, the guy and, you know, errors on their part, and one that we always correct our guys on if we ever see it, that, you know, you can't do that. No, we want you to stay. You work to stay in the field of play much as you can. If you get forced out, knocked out, you get knocked out, but then you got to get back in clearly. It's clearly just part of the rules.
Do you feel like 2 weeks in a row your big people have responded offensive and defensive line-wise?
I think, you know, I would say, you know, yesterday we played well on the offensive front, and I thought defensively we played well up front again. And we just have to continue to keep, you know, grinding at it. But, yes, both sides, I thought yesterday, were productive. And, you know, the D-line did a nice job for the most part staying on their feet, maintaining the gap integrity for the most part. And, you know, we had some runs we got corrected early on and went from there. But, you know, it's you know, that's going to be important again this week.
Lots going to be made this week about a certain player coming to town on Sunday. Just what was your message to the team as far as questions about Doug?
Well, there's no reason for them to ask questions or answer questions. 30 of them were never here with Carson. 30 of 53. So that tells you how quickly things change in the National Football League.
But obviously he was a significant factor here. It will be of interest to
just like any other player that did. And now he's no longer here. And so our job is to beat the Oakland Raiders and Carson Palmer come Sunday. That's part of what we're here for.
Success you guys have had in the red zone the last 2 weeks, is it just start and end with execution, or is there more that goes into it? Is it attitude, confidence?
Well, I think it's execution, no question. It's the fact that you got so many, you know, you got so many young guys, new guys playing and doing things, and you keep doing things. And obviously, there's different for each opponent. You're facing different coverages and things like that as you get into different parts of the field. So it's a good execution by that part. It's a great execution by the quarterback, and we have to continue to keep building upon these things week after week.
Twice now, Jacksonville and Kansas City, twice on the road, your fake punt has really given the team some juice, really energized the team, and a big factor in the win, I think. Do you agree? Or?
Well, I think those, you know, the plays in both games were for factors, yes, no question. You guys must have got back late, tired, huh?
Well, some of us had 7 a.m. flights this morning.
Anything else?
Coach, do you still have any kind of relationship with Carson? Have you guys spoken since he's left?
I was spoken by text since he left, but again, you know, it's not really proper in the National Football League to carry on conversation with people on other people's teams. So it's not really part of our – it's not. It's actually written in our – it's frowned upon as part of what we do. So, you know. But Carson had a good career here. He, you know, his family's great, wife, kids, I mean, and but he no longer plays here, so – I don't think we need to spend any more time speaking about it. It'd be no different than every other player that once played here and comes back. It's not. It's part of the NFL. It's part of professional sports.
Oh, it's a day after and everything, but are you hopeful of getting Newman back for practice this week?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, we will.
Clemens was okay.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of quarterbacks, your quarterback, Andy Dalton, seems to be playing pretty high level, 6 touchdown passes, no interceptions the last couple of weeks, quarterback rating over 102 straight games, seems to be executing pretty well.
Well, he's doing things, you know what I mean? He's, you know, other than, you know, getting hit on the throw against, you know, Denver, he's probably played 3 games, you know, pretty well. And we're not perfect in every throw, but he's managing the game very good, and we have to continue to do that. And that's important as we go forward. And taking care of that ball is paramount. You know, people, you know, Andy's play this year is way above where it was a year ago, and that's what you want from your players. And, you know, we keep doing that, and if he continues to do those things that way, AJ continues to do those things that way, we're, I think, more disciplined, sounder in the running game. Jermaine is playing better than he played a year ago. So those guys on offense are doing a lot of good things, and they're getting more and more confidence. Sanu's now come in and contributed. We've had Tate contribute, you know, Benz, Marvin Jones when he was up and playing. So I think each and every week we got guys, you know, kind of shining through. Hawkins, who missed the week, and other guys step up. So that's important that we keep doing that.
You know, what ways is Andy better?
Well, his efficiency with the football was way better. And we're throwing the football. Last year, I think he threw for 20 touchdowns, and we're above that. And so I think, you know, we're finishing drives in the red zone. Those are key.
You mentioned, I remember more than once in different situations, you said when young guys go to the Pro Bowl, don't waste it. You know, learn from what the guys, the great players over there, how they work and everything else. It seems like your Pro Bowl players last year seem to be taking the lead in this little run going on right here.
They have. They've been a big part of where we are, and you know, there's still more to give. You know, Gino played a fine football game. Obviously, Jermaine had huge plays in the game yesterday and continues just to play better and better. Huge game both receiving and blocking. And, you know, Andy played well. Obviously, A.J. Impacts the game every time he sets foot out there. So, you know, we just have to keep going, and other guys keep rising up and getting to that level. And you know, and I think that's what the football team does. You know, your good players have to play good in order for you to win games, and they have to keep playing well.
As far as AJ's catch, now that you've got a chance to look at it on film, where would you rate that among AJ's touchdown catch?
I can't even see the ball or anything, so I don't know. I didn't spend any time going back and forth looking at that, Joe. That's a touchdown. They said it was a touchdown. I believe it was a touchdown. It was good, but it was kind of Houdini-ish, you know. But, you know.
One-handed, both feet, and bounds.
That's the incredible part was the guy was running over. It wasn't, he was by himself. The guy was just running to him. The guy's going to run to him all the time. But, you know, but he does a lot of amazing things. And but to get his feet down like that, you know, it was incredible.
It's amazing. Sanu, one-handed catch. Andrew Hawkins the week before. A.J., one-handed touchdown catch. These guys are plucking the ball out of the air with one hand.
Well, I mean, we made some good physical plays. You know, it's much easier with two, so we'll continue to work on, strive to get two on them as much as possible.
One more minute. Yeah.
Just because due to injuries and stuff, he got some extended plays. Just how did Dre do?
You know, I think he's what is this? His third preseason game now, and so he got to extend it. So he got to extend his windpipes a little bit, and that was good for him. And you know, big plays on special teams again, and you know, he's doing a great deal. You know, he's involved in downing the ball. He goes in there and catch and smothers the ball inside the five. You know, he made plays physically on defense, and it's really been too. I don't know that you could have been hard for me to script anything better than what he's had an opportunity to do the last 2 weeks. When you don't get to play the preseason or the first 6 weeks of the regular season, so it's this playing for him has come at a great time, and he's playing, you know, in the game when it counts, and he's doing a good job. And the thing that you see is not too big for him. And, you know, he's going to compete and fight his butt off out there. And he's doing it on special teams. He's seeing what NFL football is all about, you know, as a secondary player. You know, like Burfict is a linebacker. When you're a defensive player in the National Football League, you're involved in a couple special teams. You're involved on defense, and you got to be able to answer the bell. And he's doing that.
It seems like he's that's stunning about him is his length. He looks like a praying mantis out there. He's so long with his body height and his arms.
Well, that's, you know, that was the thing that, you know, was so attractive to him about him is he's so long and the fact that the way he's running and how smooth he is right now and playing, he's just continued to learn to make that conversion to play that football in the air. So now he stays on top of that fourth down play and maybe he has a chance to intercept it. Now hopefully we bat it down that situation, but that's the thing, you know, he keeps getting better and better and better, and that's the thing. And he's playing physical. He's making tackles, and that's what you want to have him do.
With his height, it seems like he almost makes you play back shoulder. I mean, it's hard to drop the dime over the top of him, isn't it?
Well, we'll not get too technical with him. He's got a long ways to go, but he's getting a lot of good practice snaps, he can't ask for better mentors and what he's got, because the guys that are playing in front of him are rooting for him. They spend more time asking me when Dre was going to play, and I say, well, as soon as you're ready, sit down. Terrence and Leon have been great for him and Adam because Jason Allen constantly in his ear. So those veteran players that the corner spot are really great, role models, great mentors for him, and really giving him a lot of feedback and critiquing him all the time, and that's helpful to him.